Many literary journals that are based in Virginia have decided to go online. In the past few months, we featured two of them, Archipelago and Artemis. Last month, the New Virginia Review and Virginia Commonwealth University released a new online journal called Blackbird, which is available at www.blackbird.vcu.edu. The magazine attempts to combine a high-quality print journal with the rich possibilities of streaming audio and video. Mary Flynn is director of the New Virginia Review, which seeks to develop the audience for literature.
New Virginia Review had in the past published a print journal. Though its name is Review, it is a literary nonprofit arts organization that sponsors readings and takes writers into schools. We've done that work for about 22, 23 years.
Flynn says the group wanted to explore the idea of developing an online journal because print publishing is expensive and reaches a limited audience. The collaboration helps cover the costs of producing Blackbird.
We're using the university's vast and wonderful resources, as well as the kinds of things that New Virginia Review could bring to it, which would include an ability to provide some extra funding for stipends for people who might be helping from within the university, as well as honoraria to authors, as well as the connections that we had forged in the literary community over the past 20 years.
Blackbird takes its name from a work by one of Richmond's former residents, Edgar Allan Poe.
And Mr. Poe wrote a very famous poem called The Raven, so this is a little bow in some ways to that raven, as well as to Wallace Stevens' 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird.
Taking the leap from print to an online journal means that anyone from around the world can access its content. Gregory Donovan is the editor-in-chief of Blackbird's first issue, and he says there is an international market for serious literature.
One of the things we've joked with each other about is the second subscriber to the magazine that we had is from the Czech Republic, and we have readers from Aruba to New Zealand.
Since going online, Blackbird has received about 200 visitors a day. Once they get there, viewers can browse through poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and streaming media. Donovan says the list of contributors is fairly accomplished.
Among the many accomplished writers in the magazine, we have the poet Philip Levine, and he is a winner of the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award twice. We also have another Pulitzer Prize winner, Henry Taylor. We have a large number of really marvelous writers. Margaret Gibson has given us some poems that I think are among the best I've seen her write in a long time. She's a very fine writer, and her marvelous reading of them is a feature that we'll be adding to the magazine in a few weeks.
Margaret Gibson's four poems on Blackbird are inspired by Japanese scroll paintings.
The speaker in the first poem, Next Morning Letter, is a young woman dressed in a magnificent kimono of with magnolias all over it and clematis blossoms. Next morning letter. Savoring each summer moment lush and brief, I close my eyes to see your white robe falling open as you call for your scroll, an inkstone, a brush. As your brush passes over the paper, my body shivers. How closely now you watch at the open lattice as your servant hurries away.
If you visit her section on Blackbird, not only can you follow along as she reads her works, you can also see the scrolls that inspire her words. Mary Flynn says this shows how the online environment can help enhance the poetic experience.
When you hear a poet's voice reading a poem, you hear the true rhythm of the poem to a degree that you don't necessarily in prose, that it enhances how you can hear the poem, how you can read the poem, and what you know about the poem. And to be able to hear Margaret reading the poem, to be able to read the text of the poem, and then also to be able to see the image that inspired her to the poem, I just think enriches the experience of having the poem in front of you.
Editor Gregory Donovan agrees.
A poem is the score for the speaking human voice, and you can imagine the voice in your head, but there really is no substitute for being able to hear the writer read that work.
How shall I respond? The cry of the stag is so loud, the echo answers from the empty mountains as if it were a doe. I tell you only what you know. Clematis. The scent of your teaching surrounds me. My empty arms fill. Come night, the fragrant petals fall in a heap at my feet. This was based on a hanging scroll that was painted by Kegetsudo Doshin.
Blackbird can make the experience more worthwhile for the reader, but it also helps the journal become more secure by attracting a larger audience.
Most of the time, literary magazines hardly make back in subscriptions the cost of sending out the magazine and of printing it. So necessarily there's always a small print run, and yet that is where the life of American literature is actually being developed. This journal makes it possible not only for individuals to just stumble their way onto great literature, but also makes it possible for teachers to direct their students towards a journal that they know is of reliable, very high quality.
In the coming years, Blackbird hopes to integrate visual and video arts on its site as well. Currently on Blackbird is a 5-minute video loop by Richard Carlyon, the man walking up a flight of stairs. Mary Flynn explains what Flight Song is all about.
The thing to remember with that piece that it's as much about sound as it is about what you're seeing. That Richard is a tremendous admirer of John Cage. And this piece is in effect an homage to John Cage. And he sort of worked out a way to randomly put this clip to cut the video in a way that made the sound sort of do certain things. And so you may be watching him, but the song is actually being sung by the squeaking of the steps and by the footfalls on the steps.
Blackbird will publish 2 issues a year, but the definition of issue is being pushed slightly. Every 2 weeks or so, a new feature will be added to the site. Flynn says that these features will serve as bait to attract repeat viewers.
The thing about being online is that you want people to visit you often or have a reason to come back. It would be one thing to post a full journal and just leave it there. But we want it, I think the world of the web and the ether is one where people are constantly moving between things. And unless you give them a reason to move back to you from time to time, you might have a wonderful journal, but they're not likely to come there and spend the 3 hours at one time that it would take to read it all the way through.
As with other online journals, such as Archipelago, people who don't want to read online can print a hard copy of Blackbird. But Gregory Donovan says that the great thing about the internet is that readers can choose for themselves how to connect to the material.
One of the things that a print journal allows you to do, just as in arranging the poems in a book or the stories in a collection or arranging the way a novel proceeds, is page by page you move through an experience that's been designed for you. But one of the things we've figured out about designing an online journal is that really readers have the opportunity to design their reading experience themselves. We wanted to interact with them a little bit about that, make some suggestions to them, but also really just talk about the fact that we're discovering that an online journal has a different architecture.
So Blackbird has poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and multimedia. But there's also the element of theater.
Fugue, a play for 4 voices by Romulus Linney, was performed by Jill Barry, Sarah Heifetz, Daniel Mora, and Irene Ziegler.
A work by Romulus Linney called Fugue was converted into a drama in 4 voices and performed by 4 Richmond actors. Linney originally submitted the piece for the New Virginia Review, but Mary Flynn saw the opportunity to do something different.
And he was amenable to that. He's a wonderful playwright. He's just a kind and generous man who then let us play with his work. I think we all felt that it worked well to hear the voices playing in and sort of mimicking the themes that go through a fugue.
I went to the beach that day, threw baseballs at bottles like a man, and won a bunny rabbit. With the rabbit came a meal ticket at a country cafe, so I went there too. The woman waiting on me saw my bunny rabbit and said, "Did you win that at the fair?" And I looked up, saying, "Yes." And she said, "I won one too."
The web has been around as a consumer force for the past several years, but Mary Flynn says that it is only now coming into its own as a medium.
We're just beginning to be aware of the possibilities that working in the web offers to serious art, where you are controlling the content in terms of making decisions about its excellence.
Gregory Donovan says that as Blackbird grows, its collaborators will stretch their wings to expand the possibilities of the web.
And honestly, we're all still just learning about that. We're discovering that as we go along. So Blackbird is a magazine which maintain very high standards of excellence, and maybe that's a little bit unique among some webzines. Some webzines are just kind of doors thrown open wide. We're trying to control what comes in terms of making it possible for people to be confident that when they come to Blackbird, they're going to encounter art that's absolutely first rate.
This is something that is constantly evolving. It's a shapeshifter. Where Blackbird will be a first-rate magazine, I can't tell you in 5 years what it might look like. The possibilities of change in this world are so fast.
Mary Flynn is the director of the New Virginia Review, and Gregory Donovan is the editor-in-chief of this issue of Blackbird, the collaboration between the Review and Virginia Commonwealth University. They spoke with me from studios at VCU. Blackbird can be found at www.blackbird.vcu.edu. Look for a new feature on the site.